A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew...
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great... And, I like this song.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Eric, did you hear that? Yeah, what's it called?
Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a cat show.
About fathers and sons. Very,
you heard
it's hard
Trump
not to cry.
Tweeted out that Obama and his gang were...
Wiretapping?
Yeah, what do you
think? Paranoia, self-destroyer. He's got no evidence whatsoever.
No, I know, at this point. So,
well, that's why, Dave, I think that you should see
well,
that.
Well, we had a guest, but here's the problem. My phone... Got a little water.
Dave went
damage.
Swimming. Or
no.
Were you in the shower?
I went skinny dipping.
Okay. Actually, you know what we found
phone?
Out? And this is good for everybody to know.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're going to be taking a hot, steamy shower in your bathroom or you're in the jacuzzi or whatever, don't put your phone near it because
the
humidity and the steam can actually corrode the charging port.
And don't go out in the rain. You know, when. 2 years ago when New River had that big massive
yeah,
like,
that
flood
can do
and everything
it too,
like that
by the way.
I went out in the rain and I was like calling my dad for like help and not for help but like to tell him what was going on and then the phone just boom
it, oh wow
the speaker
did it
just,
die you
yeah,
couldn't fix it
couldn't fix it
you know it's really tough with water they
it
said
is.
They could
you put it in cat litter and
rice.
Sometimes and or rice and
I
it helps
no
rice.
No they said rice won't help it has to have direct contact with the water right.
No.
Mine's worked a couple times.
It has.
If it's
yeah.
light water damage. If
yeah.
you drop your phone in the toilet or something like that, it's not going to work.
Oh, who's going to pick that up?
Well, I've known some people.
Mm. Oh, really?
if you're talking a $700 phone,
yeah.
It's worthless
yeah.
at that point.
So that's what happened. So I don't have any of my phone numbers. So,
but tell us about Train.
So we
tell
were
us about
able
Train.
To get in touch with Asher.
It was truly a great short. What it was about 18 minutes maybe or less.
No,
right?
It's only 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes.
Eli
well,
Wallach.
Eli Wallach, at 96 years old, went was in this movie. And you're taking my thing. Okay. And it's really about, you know, precious moments. Life is fragile. Live life each moment. You know, we actually don't have time. We'll have to do it next week, I think, to talk a little
Where's
bit more.
Car,
we only have...
It's a short film by Asher
oh,
Grobman. That's okay. That's all right. No
but
problem.
But it's about momentary decisions. I thought it was great acting by Eli Wallach. He's one of my favorite actors anyway. He had a long career with Clint Eastwood, Godfather 3, and a whole bunch of stuff in
he played,
between.
He was on Batman, too. TV
was
show.
He? Oh, wow, yeah.
He played Mr. Freeze.
I think he passed away, what, at 99 or something like that? So he definitely lived a long, full life. Very cool.
And a lot of these shorts go on to, you know, if you find out, you know, the people ignore the shorts at the Oscars and stuff like that. No, those directors of those shorts go on to make some of the biggest movies.
Yeah.
If you track some of their careers.
And this film not only won the Director's Award at the Sedona Film Festival, it won... It was the official selection of the Vancouver International Film Festival, first prize for Heart, Mind, Soul at Flickr's Rhode Island International Film Festival. Steven Spielberg says about this film, I was very much moved by the story and the players. What a fitting exit for a grandmaster of the performing arts, Eli Wallach. And The Train, you can look it under trainshortfilm.com to find out more about it and to read about Asher, and we'll definitely have him on next time when we have his phone number so that
Dave,
we can get in touch with him.
Dave has been trying
to, I've been
not
trying
only
to find
did he
the,
lose
card.
The phone number, but he
yes.
lost the card.
It's www.trainshortfilm.com.
That's right. You've got it. I didn't need the card. Anyway, everyone have a great weekend, and we will see everyone next week. Same place, same station.
For Breakthrough Entertainment St. Patrick's Day special.
Oh, is it?
Look at the
that
Irish.
Where we bring in the girls and we kiss them?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Talk like Irish that
oh,
day.
Oh, Sandy, beat me up. Bye-bye.